Well,
holy
hello there.
Cow. Wow. Oh, did it work?
Well, I think so. That was kind of fancy.
It was. What is the timing right? It says 30 seconds now. Did it stop? Yeah. Did it start like on 25?
I don't know. It was a little delay pushing the button, but we're good. We're all good. Okay. What's up, Jay? What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Brad Proctor?
Not much, man. Just we're supposed to be talking paper cutting each other or something today.
We did like a handful of promos and teases and all for naught. It was just a joke, guys.
It was just a joke. This is the end. That's all we're getting.
But we really ought to tell the truth. We have something planned, but we've already had a falling out. So quickest show in history.
We fought off air and it's over.
Yeah.
He's an Ohio State's Buckeyes fan. I don't like the Buckeyes. So the show is over.
And he doesn't have a team in Kentucky to root for. So
not football. Football, UK, but not really basketball. Yeah. Basketball where it's at.
That's true. Oh, that's true. Okay. So what is going on? We are called Paper Cuts. Who came up with that name? Was that your name or my name?
I think I did, but both of our wives thought it was cute, so we had to keep it.
I know my wife asked me, said, who came up with that name, and I had to go back in the long list of ones we had to see who actually said that one. And I don't think I found it. So
some of the other ones weren't very good.
I'm going to tell you about my friend from college. He lives down in Mississippi now. Sent me a message today, I think it was, said, we love the new name of your podcast. Nice. He said it was genius. So I didn't tell him you came up with it. I just said, thanks. I just said, thanks, hey,
it's all me.
What do you expect from me? Come on. we got
some people here.
Yeah.
Timmy here. What's up, Brad? What's up, Brad? I'm talking to myself. What's up, Brad?
You're looking at yourself. That's what it is.
I'm looking at myself. It said Brad. So what's up, Brad? Timmy's here. I don't know who the other guy is. I found him on the side of the road coming back to Kentucky.
Yeah. Is that what it was? You made your way through Ohio. I was hitchhiking. That's what.
Justin's here.
What's going on? Oh, wait. Justin's kind of big for us.
I know. He's a big podcast.
Yeah.
Big name people.
Like, don't you forget about me.
Like these people right here. He's on here with these fancy people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that over there somewhere. Back there.
Morning, Lullabies. How you doing?
Howdy. Howdy, friends.
Blake. What's up, Blake? Look, see, he's congratulating Justin on our show.
Yeah, that's why we did this, to really, it's a big congratulations to Justin for, getting this new position.
Kelly's here for the giveaways.
Are we doing giveaways already?
Maybe.
You know what? Well,
should have a show called Free Bear. Free Beer.
Yeah.
We can do Free This. No, can't give that away for free.
Is that open? Is that still?
No, this is like a 20-year-old bottle. I've never opened
it. Yeah.
I don't know where the little one went. Oh, here it is. I still have this one that Laurel sent me in her little care package. We can open this one.
Okay.
We'll give this one away.
Wait.
Give her a taste.
I didn't even fill up. Look at this.
I forgot to bring up my fancy straw. My crazy straw. We could share.
We got to get some kind of graphic that connects the two boxes with the fancy straw.
What's up, Crystal? How are you doing? Appreciate it. Justin, he's big time. He's going to be gone soon.
And in typical Jay Maddox fashion, my dog's barking in the background, just so you guys know.
Save the $20 for the breakup episode. I'll cry and just drink up a 20-year-old bourbon.
Yeah. Well, that's coming.
The countdown's already on for when it's over.
We're taking bets. It's like, what's the over and under for by Christmas? What month are we in? June? May? No, we're still May.
We're going to start playing already.
Yeah. Okay, so we should probably get down to business, right? Yeah, 5 minutes into this, people are like tuning out already. Like, what the hell's going on here?
So this was kind of your idea, because I landed an interview with a certain person we'll reveal here in a little bit, and asked you if you wanted to join in on the interview because you read that person's book and really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And you were like, why don't we start our own show? So why don't you go ahead, take it away. What was your thought process for that?
So we have been in quite a few shows together, interviews. Our good friend Nikki, Dark Between Pages, mm-hmm. has hooked us up with quite a few interviews. And then I was also part of a podcast in the fall and winter months where we also interviewed a lot of different writers. So I just had that itch, you know. Both great, but I was thinking in my head, and this is no knock on anyone. We love Nikki. You know, sometimes there are six people in there.
And we got Brad, to join Kelly the other day too.
Yeah. Kelly hooked us up with a Ronald Kelly interview. We're in there, you know, and me and Brad have somewhat of the same kind of sense of humor. Okay. We chat a lot off YouTube. It was just my deal. Like, hey, what if we do one together where we have more control, but we can make things a little different. Mm-hmm. And what do I mean by a little different? I'm thinking more of a laid back approach, maybe like a late night talk show, like Conan O'Brien or James Corden, one of those, you know, go beyond the writing a little bit. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same thing.
Same way.
Have a little laid back, maybe have a game here or there, try something different than just question. I mean, obviously it's an interview, so we're going to be asking them questions.
Right, we're going to.
In a conversational way than bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point.
Exactly. And don't get me wrong, we're still going to be part of those interviews once we get invited. You know, Kelly's had to...
If we get invited.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to say it in a way that it's not bad, because it's not. We love doing those. You know, we met a lot of great people that way, and those interviews are great because you get, you know, the writer, and you have five different personalities. But this is to help the writer a little bit too, because that writer may be a little intimidated or feel overwhelmed at times because they have five different personalities coming at them all at once, you know, and in a different kind of setting like this, they could show up in a smoker's jacket, smoking a pipe, drinking
your 20-year-old bourbon.
Exactly. Because we're just going to be chatting with a couple of friends here. We're going to talk about writing. We're going to talk about their book. Yeah. We're also going to talk about what they want to do for fun, you know, what they did in the past, you know, a little bit about them, and play a game or two and just hang out and chill. Mm-hmm. With that said, do you want to cover the guest interviewers that we're inviting? I mean, we have a long list of people that we're going to bring in from time to time to help us out too.
Basically still all the same people we've been doing interviews with.
Right.
So throw it up to, you know, if Nikki wants to be on, or Kelly wants to be on, or, you know, Leslie wants to be on, any of them people like to throw, I don't want to say, because he is a tentative yes. So someone might be on for our first interview. Don't want to drop his name in case he can't make it or not. You know, Timmy wants to be on, whoever else, you know, wants to join in on these. This isn't just the me and Jay show. It's whoever else wants to come in and join us as well. That's the interview we're all waiting for.
That's what we're not allowed to discuss yet.
That's the one that only Timmy's going to be on, and we're all going to leave him by himself.
Yeah, we're going to get Timmy into that one and just kind of like one by one slide out.
I'm going through a tunnel and I'm done.
Oh, I lost my internet. Sorry.
But yeah, we definitely want to have guest host on, I guess you'd call it, as well.
Yeah.
Join us and
guest host, guest interviewers.
Because I don't want me to be the host or you be co-host. We're both co-hosts. This is our show together. No one's the boss. No one's in charge of it. It's
both of us together. That's good, because I mean, I have a history of slacking off. So,
so I'll do it all, and we'll both be co-hosts together.
Yeah, go ahead. You do all of it. I will take half the credit. Okay. Just like I didn't tell my buddy you came up with the name. I honestly did not know. My wife asked me too, said, who came up with that name? And I'm like, you know what? We have so many on here. I don't know. It would take me an hour to go back and look at the names we were bouncing around for this. So,
and this all came together pretty quick, because I think I asked our first guest like last week if they wanted to join, if they would be down to do it, just interview on my channel. And then I asked you if you want to join in.
Right.
And the whole concept came over within the week, doing the logo and the name and the fancy snappy intro that just played a little bit ago.
That's the other thing too, I almost forgot. So yeah, we're on Brad's channel here. Brad has over 1,000 subs. And so we've discussed this. We're going to stay on Brad's channel, but to get more exposure, you know, after YouTube has to do their little processing thing. So probably tomorrow, this actual video here and all of the future interviews. So it's going to be like a day late. I will be able to upload those onto my channel also. So my 5 or 10 subscribers will be able to see it.
You got one extra one now because our paper cuts account got it. Yeah. That's your new sub.
So the end product, yes, this is going to be on two channels. It's going to be live on Brad's to begin with. Then I guess you could say taped late on mine. You know, for
the rerun,
yeah, exactly. You know, the and on top of that, we're doing a podcast, guys.
Yeah, ooh. That's Jay's area. The audio is all Jay's area.
Yeah, so we're gonna work on that. And never mind, I need to work on some intros and stuff. But yeah, so we're gonna take the audio, rip the audio, and those who hung out with me on the previous podcast I was on, you know how it works. Return those shows into a podcast. That's what we're gonna do with these. But these videos are staying up. So you can watch it on YouTube and most likely Spotify and Apple and whatever else the program allows us to connect to. So it's like a triple threat, like a triple threat match.
And that'll be good for people that they want to watch the videos, or you're commuting to work and want to listen to the audio. You can catch it both ways. And exactly. Hopefully that gets more exposure for the authors or whoever we're talking to.
Kelly's saying she's interested in to hear some of the names that got
talked. I'm trying about. To go back and find the messages.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We should probably take a look at those.
This is what it came down to. I think these were our final selections. So it was the Chatterbox, Turn of the Page, Paper Cuts, or the Page Count were what we narrowed it down to. And there was a bigger list, but those were like the final.
Yeah, we probably had 50 names, didn't we? I was ready to add them to one of those wheels and spin it.
There was one called Between the Lines. I didn't want to get too close to stealing Nikki's name, Between Dark Pages, with that one.
Well, you came up with like dark, but what is Nikki's? Yeah, you came
dark,
up with
dark, between dark pages.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, we're going to be doing author interviews here. Hopefully, if people decide to come on.
Hopefully. I mean, that's
that's the goal.
I don't know. This episode zero is starting off really well.
Oh, see, Kelly's got a good suggestion. That's what she said. That probably wouldn't have gone over good with everybody.
No. No. Trust me, I was already thinking it. But that was like the first one. But I knew it would be a big no. So...
So do you want
anything else for the reason why we're doing this and what we're doing and yeah, all that
gotta,
stuff?
We got to tease who our first guest is going to be. We put out some clues the other day.
Okay, before that, how about the scheduling of this? Because people tuning in now, they're going to think, are you doing this every Wednesday, every Friday? What? Basically, what it comes down to when we can do it. Between the two of us, we have enough kids to start a band. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're busy, both full-time workers. Whenever we could do it. But we promise when we have something scheduled that we are going to promote the hell out of it so you don't miss it. Like the last 4 or 5 days we promoted this show right here nonstop. I haven't done a new video on my channel for over a week. Because I've been promoting this show, so
it was me. I thumbs down my own video. Just the cool thing to do. Yeah. No, I don't. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
All right.
I think it was Kelly that did it. Kelly, she's like, "Hey, there's a thumbs down," because I just pushed the button. She knows.
Just see if it works. Does this thing work? Okay, so
maybe. So let's go over these clues real quick. So we teased, had three clues to. Sort of get people onto the Twitter account as well, maybe guess who this person might be. So clue number one was not the song that Dolly sung. So Dolly Parton, she's got this famous song called Jolene, and Jolene is the main character in this person's debut novel, but it wasn't named after the Jolene Dolly Parton song. It was Jolene, another song. Do you remember what the guy's name was?
You sent it to me. The Dolly Parton song. Yeah, I know. The Dolly Parton song was redone by the White Stripes many, many years later. Just throwing that out there. But you sent me the actual video of the other one, right?
I'm not going to be able to pronounce his name. It's Ray Lamontagne.
Yeah. Something like that. That's close enough.
So the author said that Jolene was the name came from this particular song, not the Dolly Parton version.
And the funny thing, and hopefully this doesn't give it away, but I think in my review of this book, I actually mentioned every time I saw that name, I wanted to sing the Dolly Parton song. Yes.
Because the other said her version of Jolene ain't still anybody's man is what she said.
Yeah.
So that was the first clue. And a few people did guess it right on Twitter who it was.
And I think it was this question. At least the one they've told me, yeah.
Clue number two, and the wording for this one was important. I reckon they are an award-winning author. They are an award-winning author. People don't really use the word reckon too much. We put in there because this person is I think they're the lead editor or the only editor for Reckon Reviews.
And if you're on Twitter and you follow the same people that we do, then you would see a lot of tweets by this person every time this person reviews something, because this person likes to support and promote a lot of other writers.
Mm-hmm. So I reckon they were an award-winning author. They did win an award, and I reckon they're the head editor, lead editor for Reckon Reviews. And then the final clue, kittens, frogs, and buttons. Oh my. So kittens, they have a short story called Kittens. They have a short story called Frogs in a Pot, I believe, that came out on Storgy.
Yeah.
And then they just talked about, maybe it was yesterday or day before yesterday, they just had a new short story published in Cowboy Jamboree magazine called Buttons.
You know what? I don't think I've read Kittens.
I have not read Kittens.
Okay.
I read Frogs in a Pot.
I read Frogs.
And I read Buttons last night. And I read
Buttons this morning, yeah.
Did you read it? So it has one of the two things that made me physically cringe up. One's claustrophobia. I won't say what the other one is because I don't want to spoil the story, but it messes with the other thing that really bothers me. I'm sure you know what it is because you read it.
I read this. I try really hard not to make emotion right now.
Yeah. There was one scene in particular. I was like, I got to put it down. Got to put it down for a second. And it felt like a horror story, but it's not really intended to be a horror story, which will be something fun to talk to them about horror and not horror and stuff. But so is there anybody in the chat that has any guesses before we reveal who it is? Let's see. Let me go back to the comments.
Kelly's telling us about the thumbs down and okay.
Not yet. Yeah. We're live now. You're good, Nikki.
Okay, Nikki, we're going to start over, okay? Forget about the last 20 minutes. We're going to...
So, yeah, Kelly, we have like our special behind-the-scenes counsel. A few people did know who it was already. So I appreciated that they didn't go in there just like, it's this person. They could have done that, but they didn't.
I actually had one person tell me, he just didn't want to put it on Twitter. He didn't want to spoil it for everybody else, but one person did let me know behind the scenes. He figured it out.
Yeah. So apparently I said that guy's name right. Ray, whatever. Thanks. I'm horrible at pronouncing names. Awful. Rob Shepard's here. Sup, Rob?
Rob.
Please don't take my man. No one knows. I watch for Jay's comedy and Brad's the eye candy. That's right. So.
Yeah, I'm wearing my We All Float Down Here shirt.
We All Float Down Here.
That's Kelly's favorite book.
He's still trying to work out what day it is. All right, so let's reveal. So the person that we will be interviewing, and it's going to be on Friday, June 4th at 8 p.m., is the one and only Megan Lucas.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom. I'm super pumped for it.
I know.
Her debut novel, Songbirds and Stray Dogs, this was my number one nonfiction read of last year, probably my number one overall book. I think it was your number one overall pick.
What I did on it, for those who watched my best of the year video, I had three that I could not distinguish between. They were all different too. One was a novella, one was a horror novel, and one was this one. And it was, so it was like 1A, 1B, 1C. And I couldn't I couldn't put them in A, B, C order. So this was...
What's there. The sticker on yours? That says the, it's the Indie
Award. The Indie Book Awards sticker. Next Generation Indie Book Awards. And just yeah, so on the back of it, it's got a really nice like little bio of Megan Lucas, too.
Yeah, she, I don't know if she'll show up there. Probably too blurry, but you'll see her on Friday, June 4th, if you don't know who she is.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was an awesome novel. It's not horror, but sort of bleeds the lines between...
Look at the sticker.
Sort of the These darker are, stuff in horror that you would like.
For those who have read this and for those who have not, here is a little cast of characters.
I don't know if you're turning
it. Yeah.
Cash and Charlie. You're good. Yeah, so I'm super pumped that she agreed to come on because, like I said, that was one of my favorite books I read all last. Probably if I had to do it between horror and non-horror, that would probably still be number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. I agree. And just something else. I mean, just like, I don't know Megan personally. I have just interacted with her on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Same. But same
I'm going to tell you a little story. And I'm going to get a little teary-eyed. Way back when I was just starting out on my YouTube channel, half those videos don't exist anymore because they were so bad. Okay. I'm coming up on a year. I'm about 10 months, I think. 11 months, I think. But, you know, I got rid of the first 20 videos or so. I reviewed her book. It was weird, too, because, you know, I started out doing just horror and dark fiction. But for some reason, this book kept popping up on my suggestions. And I'm like, what is this? This is not horror. Why is it popping up? Then I think I saw your review, and I saw somebody else's review, and I had to check it out. My God, this thing blew me away. It blew me away. And again, when I reviewed it, not to say I know how to review books now, but I do them a lot. I do them a lot better than what I did way back then. Okay,
a little bit better.
I've moved up a little bit. I can distinguish between a couple of different things. I'm a little better now. But I reviewed this book way back. I mean, it had to have been like last August or September. Okay, October sometime. I probably did not do any kind of justice at all on this review. Okay. Just like, hey guys, I like this book. It was great. Megan Lucas sent me a card, guys. Thank you card. Thank you. And I'm not going to tell you what it says inside, but like, I appreciated that so much. I mean, she went above and beyond, you know, she didn't even have to acknowledge the fact I read the book, but the fact that she saw I took my time, I read this book, I stepped out of my safe zone because it's not what I normally read.
It's like Southern grit lit
for it people. Is. That's exactly what it is. Southern grit. And I mentioned that several times in my video. The fact that I went out of my safe zone and I read it, sent me a card, and I still have that card. And this book is still in the background of basically every one of my videos. So that's how awesome and how much I love this book.
Yeah, that's if you my haven't story. Read it. Definitely need to pick it up.
Yeah, that's my story. Yep. You have any Megan Lucas stories there, Brad? Do you?
Well, nothing too specific, but she did say after I did my review
not as good as mine.
Not as good as yours. I did get the sticker. Cool sticker. Yeah. But I will say that I haven't been more pissed off at a certain character that have in this book than I have in any other book. They just, I was so infuriated. I wanted them to catch their comeuppance so bad. And I texted Megan when I got done. I was like, I hated so-and-so so much. And she just replied back with a smiley face. That's all she said back.
Reading some of her other stuff, she knows how to write a character that pisses people off, I think.
I don't want to say who it is for people who haven't read it, but man, I was so mad. And I don't think I've cared for the main character's name is Jolene. I don't think I've cared for a character as much as I did Jolene in a while either. Like, we'll have to ask Megan about this, but I think she taught a character development class or something, like a seminar. I think Ross Jeffrey went. It was sometime last year, I believe. So she knows what she's doing when it comes to character development, building characters and character relationships and all that kind of stuff, because she makes you feel either you really love and care for these characters or you just absolutely cannot stand them in a good way.
And you know, I don't reread books because I mean my attention span's all over the place, and I barely have enough time to read books I have now with my never ending TBR list. But I will reread this before the show.
Yeah,
before I should go back and redo my review actually, because that review is just horrible. I did on it. It was just, hey guys, look, I read a book. Here's what happened.
The interview can sort of be a pseudo review too.
There. Okay.
Kelly definitely needs to read it. Mitch is here. What's up, Mitch? It's okay that you're late. I'm surprised we got on time.
Oh, we have somebody special in the chat.
Do we? Uh-oh. Look, there's someone down there. I don't know. Megan Lucas herself. Be here on June 4th. It'll be a lot of fun. Definitely mark it on your calendars. Don't want to miss it. It's going to be a blast. She might have a tease for something new coming up too as well. We'll see.
Well, she saw your clues, right? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. Well, Justin's already added it to the cart. That's what we want to do. Buy the books. Haven't read it. Definitely need to get to it. On June 4th at 8 p.m.
There it 8 p.m. our time, Nikki.
Eastern time, yeah. So that's like, I don't know, noon Canadian time. I don't know.
of the week before. I don't know. Or maybe last. Next, a week ahead. I'm not sure.
I'm excited for it, though. I was kind of surprised that she said yes. My message was, you know, if you don't want to, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, that's fine. You can say no. It's no big deal. And she said yes. I was like, oh, thank good. I'm glad you did, because I thought you'd say, nah.
Well, who was it? Was it Leslie that on Twitter said Ross Jeffrey? And we both said, we got somebody bigger. Trying to start controversy, but.
Controversy. Yeah, it'll be fun. So I'm excited. 4 a.m.
in Canada, Nikki. There you go. Yeah.
So Megan will be our debut show, episode number one. We already have some other people we're talking to. Schedule them soon sometime. We don't want to say names because we haven't set schedules yet, but we have some other people that are interested as well.
We don't want to say names, but someone.
Stephen King. No, I'm
is joking. Starting to take the stand. About something shining and talking about a cemetery for pets.
Oh, man. Let's start around that bookshelf. If Stephen King ever came on the show, I'd probably just have a heart attack and it'd be over. Yeah. It'd just be me over here laying like this.
I mean, I was the one tweeting the promo out, and I added Stephen King and Dean Koontz, and I've never read one Dean Koontz book. I put Robert McCammon on there and Joe Hill. I don't think Bentley Little does Twitter, but got no reaction from them. You know, they have somebody checking their stuff out. So
yeah, more to come after Megan. No set schedule, just kind of loose. It might be on a Friday. It might be on a Saturday. Probably won't be every week. Just when we can do it.
Probably most Friday nights. I'm thinking
week nights is the best for us. Yeah.
Probably no Sundays.
Some words for Mr. King. You be nice to Mr. King there, Kelly. He's getting old. Don't upset him. So, do you have anything else you wanted to chat about here? We're almost half hour in. Our prequel episode.
Yeah, I think we covered ground, right? So
I think we kind of stayed on task too. Man,
we did.
Looks like we're starting out pretty good.
We'll probably show up in like smoker's jackets with pipes, and we're making this all laid back, smooth, and like a late night talk show, like a lounging show.
Megan's sort of our guinea pig for
because
she agreed to it, and then it was like all this extra stuff came along. It's like, hey, are you okay with this? Are you okay with this? She's been super cool the whole time.
Really, the bottom line is Brad gave into peer pressure.
I did.
I was like, Brad, let's do this. Come on.
I didn't want to hurt Jay's feelings, make him cry.
Really? Like, you threw me a bone. This poor guy, he just needs to do something. He's been confined to his basement working for like over a year next to a pink princess house over there.
I do want to say, if for any reason you are an author and are interested in being on the show, you can email us down there at that email address, and we'll talk to you about being on the show, scheduling that kind of stuff.
Yes. Copy that email address down. Both Brad and I will have access to that. I'm trying to
be professional about it, and instead of just DMing me and my Instagram stories or whatever.
You know how it is when you slide into those DMs on both Instagram and Twitter. I can't work those things half the time. So,
yeah. So I guess if this is a podcast version, it's thepapercutspodcast@gmail.com because they can't see the screen.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would. Wow, you know, we're starting off really well, aren't we? Yeah. Man. Professionals here, guys. This is episode zero, by the way.
Yeah. It's okay. We can mess up on this, and you'll edit out all the flubs on once it gets to Spotify or whatever.
I'm not editing anything, man. I'm just letting it go. Just
straight ripping the audio and putting it on there.
So far, we're at a half hour. If I start editing, that'll be 3 hours working, I think. No, we'll get it. We'll get it. It's all good. I should probably come up with like an opening intro, though, right? I'll work on that tomorrow.
Bug Blather, I think, going to pick it up. Nice. Print emails. We're not getting your emails, Kelly. Thumbs up. I'm just joking. Kelly, you're always welcome, of course. But I think that's about it. I think we did pretty good. Short, sweet, to the point.
We survived. Yeah.
You have anything else?
Sweating. Now the big stuff comes. I mean, how nervous are you going to be on the first show? Megan Lucas.
I mean, she's a big deal, but
I know.
I'm a professional.
That's right. we'll go with that. So, yeah, I guess we're good to go, guys.
Good. So join us on, where's it at? Friday, June 4th at 8 p.m.
You're controlling it, man.
I'm controlling it. I'm trying. The comments are on a different tab. Join us then. We'll be tweeting about it up until that point. More people to come after that. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
We have a long list of we have a long list of people knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, exciting.
Say anything else?
What if I just drop one name?
Oh, yeah. Drop a
Joe
name.
Joe Hill.
Bram Stoker. No.
I was going to say, Shakespeare, what?
We'll test out the audio, Kelly. We'll make sure we don't have any hiccups.
Oh, sorry about that.
So I think we're good.
All right, good? Guys.
Go buy some bunch of stray dogs. There's 12 right now.
Seen us tonight.
There's 12 live right now.
Okay, thanks, guys. On a Wednesday night,
stray dogs.
Pretty cool.
Megan Lucas, she's awesome. Join us June 4th, 8 p.m. We'll be talking to her about an hour or so. Be a good time.
All right, with that.
Thanks for joining us. We got 13 people. Thanks for joining us.
This is Paper Cuts Live, guys.
Take us out, Jay.
For Brad Proctor, I'm Jay Maddox. Until we meet again, see ya. Stay safe, guys. Bye. Love you, Jay. Love you, Brad.